This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome. This is the January 16, 2015 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading summaries of five articles on surgical technique, oncology, the skull base, diagnostic and operative techniques, anatomy, traumatic brain injury, and pituitary surgery. Accuracy of direct magnetic resonance imaging-guided placement of drug infusion cannulae. A technical note by Prashant Chittiboyna and colleagues. Convection-enhanced delivery can be used to directly deliver therapeutic agents within targeted regions of interest in the brain. Accurate placement of convective delivery cannulae is critical to ensure safe delivery of therapeutic agents with minimal damage to surrounding structures. Previously, neurosurgeons inserted cannulae using stereotactic systems that relied on images obtained preoperatively. Changes in brain volume and shifts during surgery could not be detected and accommodated using these systems. To avoid these problems, the authors used real-time intraoperative magnetic resonance imaging for placement of convection-enhanced delivery cannulae. A magnetic resonance imaging guided system was used in three consecutive patients undergoing convective delivery. Two pediatric patients with brainstem glioma underwent one cannula insertion each. An adult patient with Parkinson's disease underwent placement of four cannulae. The authors found that cannula placement using this system was extremely accurate and permitted real-time imaging during placement. The mean radial error between planned and actual position of cannula tip was 1 millimeter. There were no complications. The authors conclude that this magnetic resonance imaging guided system is a safe, effective, and accurate technique for placement of convection-enhanced delivery cannulae. Giant intracranial epidermoids. Is total removal feasible? A clinical article by Emad Aboud and co-authors. The epithelial capsule of an epidermoid lesion is the live tumor. It is what produces the accumulating keratin debris. Given concerns regarding potential complications, many surgeons are reluctant to attempt removal of the capsule or to pursue its complete removal. The task of eliminating the epidermoid capsule is admittedly challenging, particularly in patients with giant tumors that extend into multiple compartments. In this study, the authors addressed the feasibility of total removal of the capsule of giant epidermoid tumors and its impact on complications and outcome. They postulated that total removal and complete resection of the capsule can be achieved in the majority of patients with giant epidermoid tumors and is associated with low morbidity and mortality. Total removal is facilitated through a thorough preoperative evaluation, an approach that allows wide exposure, sharp microsurgical dissection, extensive intraoperative cranial nerve monitoring, an endoscope-assisted technique, and neuronavigation. The pursuit of total capsule removal minimizes not only recurrences, but also the risk of postoperative aseptic meningitis, cranial nerve deficits, and subsequent complications from repeated surgery for recurrence. The human area postrema, clear-cut silhouette and variations shown in vivo. A clinical article by Pierluigi Longati and co-workers. The human area postrema is a circumventricular organ that has only been described in cadaveric specimens and animals. Because of its position in the calamus scriptorius and the absence of surface markers on the floor of the fourth ventricle, the area postrema is not often seen or clearly localized in living humans during surgical procedures. However, the peculiar capillary network and the absence of a competent blood-brain barrier make it possible to visualize the area postrema intraoperatively after intravenous injection of fluorescein sodium. The authors intravenously administered 500 mg fluorescein sodium in 25 consecutive patients. In 12 of these patients, they explored the fourth ventricle using a flexible endoscope. It was possible to visualize the area postrema in all cases after fluorescein sodium injection. The area postrema is seen as two coupled leaves on the floor of the fourth ventricle diverging from the canalis centralis medullaris upward. The leaves can appear with different morphological patterns, long and thin, short and thick, and joined or split at the midline. Fluorescence-enhanced inspection of the fourth ventricle could be a precious tool for surgeons in order to accurately identify the position of the area postrema, which represents an important and always visible landmark during surgical procedures on the brainstem. Effect of exosomes derived from multipluripotent mesenchymal stromal cells on functional recovery and neurovascular plasticity in rats after traumatic brain injury. A laboratory investigation by Yanlu Zhang and colleagues. Traumatic brain injury is a major cause of death and long-term disability worldwide. There are no effective drugs identified for treatment of patients with traumatic brain injuries. In this study, the authors test a novel hypothesis that systemic administration of cell-free exosomes generated from mesenchymal stromal cells promotes functional recovery in an animal model of traumatic brain injury. Exosomes are secreted by most cells with components and functions that reflect those of their parent cells. Exosomes play a critical role in intercellular communications. A group of 8 adult Wistar rats was subjected to moderate traumatic brain injury. 24 hours later, this was followed by a tail vein injection of 100 micrograms of protein of exosomes derived from mesenchymal stromal cells. 8 more brain-injured rats received an equal volume of vehicle phosphate-buffered saline and served as treatment controls. A third group of 8 rats that were sham-injured and sham-treated were used as controls. Compared with treatment controls, exosome-treated brain-injured rats showed significant improvement in spatial learning at 34 to 35 days, as measured by the Morris-Watermaze test. Sensory-motor functional recovery was observed at 14 to 35 days post-injury. The data also demonstrate that cell-free exosomes promoted endogenous angiogenesis and neurogenesis and reduced neuroinflammation in the injured brain. Thus, exosomes generated from mesenchymal stromal cells may provide a novel cell-free therapy for traumatic brain injury and possibly for other neurological diseases. Endoscopic endonasal resection of skull-based chondrosarcomas, technique and early results. A clinical article by Nelson Musazadeh and co-authors. The authors report their experience resecting petrochlival chondrosarcomas via an endoscopic endonasal approach. In their series of 8 patients, 1 had previously received radiation therapy, and 6 patients had pre-existing cranial neuropathies. The tumor volumes ranged from just under 4 to almost 18 cubic centimeters. Greater than 95% tumor resection was achieved in 5 of the 8 cases, with the remainder undergoing partial resection. 1 of the 6 cranial neuropathies resolved. Each of the remaining 5 partially improved. 1 patient had postoperative cerebrospinal fluid leakage requiring reparative surgery, but no other complications. All of the patients underwent adjuvant radiotherapy. The authors conclude that endoscopic endonasal resection is a safe and effective option for the resection of petrochlival chondrosarcomas in appropriately selected patients. Thank you for listening. You can sign up in iTunes for all JNS and AANS podcasts and videos. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.